Title: NYC Employers Take Note, Earned Sick and Safe Time Act Amendments Take Effect September 30, 2020. Content: On September 28, 2020, Mayor Bill de Blasio signed a bill into law significantly amending the New York City Earned Sick and Safe Time Act, ESSTA, in order to better align with New York State's new paid sick leave law, the NYS leave law. Like its state law counterpart, the amendments to ESSTA, the ESSTA amendments, takes effect on September 30, 2020. As discussed in greater detail below, the ESSTA amendments, 1. Revise the amount of leave that New York City employers are required to provide, 2. Impose new employer reporting requirements, 3. Create new employer reimbursement obligations in connection with requested medical documentation and/or documentation regarding domestic violence, 4. Expand the scope of prohibited retaliation under the law, 5. Impose new notice requirements, and 6. Expand enforcement mechanisms. New leave requirements. Most importantly, the ESSTA amendments alter the amount of sick and safe leave that New York City employers must provide to their employees. Prior to the ESSTA amendments, New York City employers with 5 or more employees who worked more than 80 hours in a calendar year were obligated to provide up to 40 hours of paid safe and sick leave, and employers with fewer than 5 employees were required to provide only unpaid safe and sick leave. However, the ESSTA amendments change this obligation to match the requirements of the NYS leave law, as follows. New York City employers with 4 or fewer employees and a net income of less than $1 million in the prior tax year must provide each employee with up to 40 hours of unpaid sick and safe leave per year. New York City employers with 5 to 99 employees and employers with 4 or fewer employees and a net income of greater than $1 million in the prior tax year must provide each employee with up to 40 hours of paid sick and safe leave per year. And New York City employers with 100 plus employees must provide up to 56 hours of paid sick and safe leave per year. The ESSTA amendments also eliminate the 120-day waiting period for new hires to utilize accrued leave, meaning that employees can access accrued leave immediately. While the ESSTA amendments take effect on September 30, 2020, employers may restrict employees from using any additional paid sick leave provided under the revised law until January 1, 2021. Updated employer reporting requirements. Significantly, the ESSTA amendments also change New York City employers' reporting obligations with respect to leave provided under the law. Beginning on September 30, 2020, employers must include the following information on a pay statement or other form of written documentation for each pay period: 1. The amount of sick and safe leave accrued and used during the pay period, and 2. The employee's total balance of accrued safe and sick leave. Employers who fail to adhere to these requirements may be subject to a civil penalty of up to $50 for each employee who was not given appropriate notice. Mandated reimbursement for sick and safe leave documentation. ESSTA in its current form allows employers to request reasonable documentation supporting the need for both sick and safe leave if an employee uses more than 3 consecutive workdays of leave. In the sick leave context, employers may request documentation signed by a licensed healthcare provider indicating the need for the amount of sick time taken. In the safe leave context, employers may request 1. Documentation signed by an employee, agent, or volunteer of a victim services organization, an attorney, a member of the clergy, or a medical or other professional service provider from whom the employee or that employee's family member has sought assistance in addressing domestic violence, family offense matters, sex offenses, stalking, or human trafficking and their effects. 2. A police or court record, or 3. A notarized letter from the employee explaining the need for such time. The ESSTA amendments update these provisions of the law to require employers to reimburse employees for all reasonable costs or expenses incurred for the purpose of obtaining such documentation for the employer. This requirement appears to apply only in situations where the employee is actually required by the employer to obtain and submit such documentation to justify the need for leave, rather than instances where employees obtain